World Sport from the BBC with me, Sarah Mulkearns, coming up in the next 10 minutes. Bayern Munich's president Uli Hoeneß has admitted to defrauding Germany's tax authorities of $25 million. Andy Murray and Roger Federer were both made to work hard to progress to the last 16 at Indian Wells. And Great Britain have won their first ever Winter Paralympic gold medal with Kelly Gallagher's victory in the visually impaired Super G.
We dedicated everything to it. Shout out to further university career, and you know, it takes full time effort to get these kind of results, and ski racing is becoming so much more competitive. You'll see it in the GS and slalom. There are talented girls out here.
But we'll start first with the Bayern Munich president Uli Hoeneß has admitted to evading millions of dollars in tax on the first day of a trial which could end up with him being sent to prison. The BBC's Steve Evans is in Berlin and says there is a high chance he could face time in jail.
We're talking about very big figures indeed, something like €18 million, $25 million in tax he should have paid but didn't, and there is a very real possibility that he'll go to jail. The prosecution says it wants him to be put behind bars for 7 years, and when you think of the figures involved, and also the fact that he doesn't appear to have come clean immediately, then the prospect of jail is very real indeed. On top of that, the judge in this case is thought to be very against deals whereby people pay money, pay back their ill-gotten gains, and therefore escape punishment. So the odds must be on him doing time for it.
The verdict is expected in 4 days' time. Barcelona's president, Josep Maria Bartomeu, has admitted that the crisis surrounding the transfer of Brazilian superstar Neymar has been embarrassing and caused damage to the club's reputation. This follows the authorities in Spain charging Barcelona with tax fraud. They allege the club tried to evade paying millions in taxes relating to Neymar's transfer from Brazilian side Santos last year. But, speaking exclusively to the BBC, Bartomeu insists the Spanish champions had done nothing wrong, despite paying the Spanish Treasury £11 million voluntarily after the case was announced.
We pay because it is a possible different interpretation, so we want to be prudent, we want not to take any risk, so that's why we pay it, because it would be or Brazil or Spain, but not both. So we did it in the way that we commit and we do it correctly in both countries. Now it's time to decide those two countries which is the place to pay. But we did as being prudent, because we don't want to take any risk, because Barca is a very well-known brand name in the world, and we have to take care of Barca, of the club, and doing this as a prudent situation, then we are going and give a good image of our club.
Let's move to the European Champions League now, and Arsenal will attempt to overturn a 2-0 deficit when they travel to Bayern Munich on Tuesday. Yaya Sanogo and Kieran Gibbs will miss the match for the London club, but they do have Lauren Koscielny available. Speaking ahead of the game, manager Arsene Wenger and vice-captain Mikel Arteta both said that they believe they could go through and will be drawing on last season's 2-0 win in Munich.
The history is important in that, in your belief. We have done it before, and so of course we know we can do it because we have done it. I have 24 more hours to decide exactly what kind of team will start, but we know we have to attack, but we know as well that we have to defend. So I have to find the right balance for that, because Bayern is good going forward, and we want to have a good balance between defending and attacking.
The result is possible, and I think it's vital that we can score a goal. Obviously the game changes, the psychological game starts, and that's where we could have an advantage. It's a tough place to come, but we believe, and we fight in the whole season to play in Champions League, and you don't want to throw it away, so we will do our maximum tomorrow to make it as difficult as we can. And of course, you can win 2-0 any game, so this is not a different one in my opinion.
Arsenal's vice-captain Mikel Arteta there. In Tuesday's other tie, Atletico Madrid take on Milan. Newcastle midfielder Dan Gosling has admitted a Football Association misconduct charge in relation to betting rules. The FA say the charge concerns multiple breaches. Our Sports News correspondent Richard Conway has more.
Dan Gosling has been charged under Rule E8B of the FA's regulations. That relates to gambling or getting others to bet on your behalf, on football games or in competitions that a player has some level of influence over. The FA has taken a strong line on players who fall foul of their gambling rules in recent years. Tottenham's Andros Townsend was banned for 4 months last summer after admitting an offence. Gosling has made 2 Premier League appearances for Newcastle this season, and his club say he has requested a personal hearing over the matter.
Newcastle manager Alan Pardew will have a personal hearing on Tuesday into his misconduct charge for headbutting Hull midfielder David Myler. Pardew has admitted to improper conduct. Well, let's move to the tennis now at Indian Wells in California, where Britain's Andy Murray and Switzerland's Roger Federer were both forced to dig deep before coming through their third round matches. More from our tennis correspondent Russell Fuller in California.
Andy Murray in particular, who was playing Jiří Veselý of the Czech Republic, a 20-year-old, a rising star perhaps, the youngest player in the top 100, but playing in his first ever Masters Series event. He came from a double breakdown in the first set to win the tiebreak by 7-2. Was a breakup in the second and a breakup in the third set too, but he did get nervous. He served 11 double faults in total, and Murray came through in 3 sets in 2 hours and 47 minutes, but he was a million miles away from his best. Federer more in control, but it was a tight match still with Dmitry Tursunov of Russia, but when it really mattered, he put his foot on the gas and he won both sets in a tiebreak.
And the defending champion Rafa Nadal is up soon. What can we expect from that?
It'll be very interesting to watch his serve. He served more double faults than he ever has done in a match before, in nearly being beaten by Radek Stefanek on Saturday night. He's up against the very unpredictable but wonderful to watch Alexander Dolgopolov, who plays lots of crazy sliced forehands and drop shots. He's hugely entertaining. Nadal, if he serves better, clearly is an outstanding favourite, but he's a little bit concerned still about the back that caused him so many problems in the final of the Australian Open against Stanislas Wawrinka. It has healed, but I think mentally he's not trusting it 100% just yet.
Well, in the women's draw, Maria Sharapova is currently on court against Camila Giorgi. She lost the first set, but came back to take the second, and now in the deciding set, she's losing that 5-4 at the moment. Well, moving to Sochi now, where Great Britain have won their first ever Winter Paralympic gold. Kelly Gallagher and Charlotte Evans came first in the women's visually impaired Super G. Gallagher says it's taken a lot to get on top of the podium.
We won today, but like that wasn't a perfect race. Like I still need a lot of work to do into it. We're training full time. We dedicated everything to it. Shout out to further university career, and you know it takes full time effort to get these kind of results. And ski racing is becoming so much more competitive. You'll see it in the GS as well, and there are talented girls out here. And so yeah, it takes full time work, and hopefully with the resources that we're already working with, it'll get better.
In the men's 20-kilometre,
already working with it'll get better.
In the men's 20-kilometre visually impaired cross-country skiing, Brian McKeever won his 8th Paralympic Winter Games gold medal. The BBC's Jamie Broughton can tell us more.
Brian McKeever is one of the most dominant Paralympic athletes of his generation. He ranks alongside the likes of the American wheelchair racer Tatiana McFadden, who's got 10 medals at the Summer Games so far in her career. She's also competing here as well in the Winter Olympics. Led by guides Eric Carlton and Graham Nishikawa, McKeever set a fast pace early on in the first half of the race and ended up cruising to gold, finishing more than a minute ahead of the field. Afterwards, McKeever described his win as being pretty cool, and that victory, I can tell you, will be very popular back home in Canada, where he was one of the stars of the Vancouver Games 4 years ago.
The BBC's Jamie Broughton there. And before we go, don't forget you can get the latest news on our website, bbc.com/sport.